March 24, 1930. The creature is nothing other than the effect of the reflections of God. Love of God in creating him. Firmness in repeating the same acts forms in the soul the life of the good that she wants. I was doing the round in the divine fire to follow all of its acts, and as I arrived at Eden, I comprehended and admired the magnanimous act of God, and his exuberant and overflowing love in the creation of man. And my always lovable Jesus, unable to contain his flames, told me, "My daughter, our love was so infatuated in the act in which we created man, that we did nothing other than reflect ourselves upon him, so that he might be a work worthy of our creative hands. And as our reflections were pouring upon him, so was the intelligence, the sight, the hearing, the word, the beating in the heart, the motion to the hands, the step to the feet, infused in him. Our divine being is most pure spirit, and therefore we do not have senses. In the wholeness of all our divine being we are most pure and inaccessible light. This light is eye, is hearing, is word, is work, is step. This light does everything, looks at everything, hears everything, is present everywhere. No one can escape from underneath the empire of our light. Therefore, while we were creating man, our love was so great, that our light, carrying our reflections over him, molded him. And molding him, it brought to him the effects of the reflections of God. See, then, my daughter, with how much love was man created, to the point that our divine being melted in reflections upon him, to communicate to him our image and likeness. Could greater love be given? Yet, he used our reflections to offend us, while he was to use our reflections as the means to come to us, and, with the reflections given by us, say to us, "How beautiful your love created me! And I, in return, love you, I will love you always, and I want to live in the light of your divine will." Then, I continued to follow the acts in the divine fiat, and I thought to myself, "I am always back to the start, repeating, always repeating the long story of my acts in the divine volition, the long sing-song of my I love you." But what are the effects of it? Oh! If I could obtain that the divine will be known and reign upon earth, at least it would be for me so much the better. But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus clasped me to his divine heart, and told me, "My daughter, firmness in asking forms the life of the good that is asked for. It disposes the soul to receive the good that she wants, and moves God to give the gift that is asked for. More so, since with the many repeated acts and prayers that she has done, she has formed within herself the life, the exercise, the habit of the good that she asks for. God, won by the firmness of her asking, will give her the gift. And finding in the creature, by virtue of her repeated act, as though a life of the gift that he is giving her, he will convert the good asked for into her nature, in such a way that the creature will feel herself as the possessor, and victorious in feeling transformed into the gift she has received. Therefore, your asking incessantly for the kingdom of my divine will forms in you its life. And your continuous I love you forms in you the life of my love. And since I have given you the gift of both one and the other, you feel within yourself as if your nature felt nothing other than the vivifying virtue of my will and of my love. Firmness in asking is the assurance that the gift is yours. And asking for the kingdom of my divine will for all, is the prelude that others can receive the great gift of my supreme fiat. Therefore, continue to repeat, and do not tire. Fiat.